Now let's review some additional concepts which can further clarify how culture operates. Think about that cultural reproduction diagram which we reviewed earlier. What we learned is that culture is produced and reproduced through an iterative process, which continues indefinitely from generation to generation. Cultural reproduction, then, is a transmission of cultural knowledge over time. Cultural reproduction also refers to the mechanisms by which continuity of cultural experiences is sustained over time. Now, this may seem to contradict what we said earlier about culture not being static, but it really doesn't. Think about what it means to be a citizen of the United States in 1779 and what it means to be a citizen of the United States in present day. While the country and definitions of citizenship have changed in the span of over 200 years, we, as present-day U.S. citizens, believe that there are a number of values and beliefs that we understand as being tied to the founding of this country. As individuals, the way in which we engage with these values and beliefs differ, but our social institutions and our social structures are set up to help guide our behaviors and actions with regards to what it means to be a U.S. citizen. Some of our current definitions and norms or values pay homage, so to speak, to the very early definitions and norms.